so much for all of your support.
Hello, I'm Casey Hobbs.
And I'm Shane Mason, and we're the hosts of Nurse Talk Radio.
Here's what we're talking about this week. Ask yourself, who do you trust to make decisions about who should be allowed to practice nursing in your state? Do you trust your state's nursing board? Or would you trust an organization with little oversight and a comfy relationship with corporate sponsors such as Big Pharma? That question is central to our discussion today.
The National Council of the State Boards of Nursing, known as the NCSBN, is a not-for-profit but multi-million dollar private organization promoting itself as the best entity to decide who should be licensed as a registered nurse, no matter where they live or work in the country.
Most nurses know the NCSBN as the entity that administers and collects fees for the nursing exam, but the group also lobbies for other nursing regulatory initiatives and programs that advance the interests of its corporate partners, among which it counts big pharma companies such as Merck and Pfizer and global healthcare conglomerates such as Health Sciences, McKesson, and Johnson & Johnson.
Today we're going to take a look at the statewide licensure compact for registered nurses and find out why what may seem like a good idea on the surface is actually a threat to the nursing standards and jeopardizes patient care.
Here with us to talk about this is Michelle Mahone, Nursing Practice Specialist for National Nurses United. So can you give us an overview of what the National Council of State Boards of Nursing is, how long it's been around, and how it works?
Well, sure. As you mentioned, most people know the National Council as the entity that administers the licensure examination, but they're doing more than that. Started in the late 90s. And really the idea behind it was to have like one entity overseeing nursing practice in all 50 states. And it has taken them some time, but they are slowly gaining some ground. One of the things that is important to note about them is that they then adopt a universal nursing practice, I guess an act you could say, gets adopted by the states. And that Nursing Practice Act then governs nursing practice in the states that have adopted it. So now they've really taken what was in the public realm and put it into their realm.
Michelle, how do nurses currently get licensed, and does renewal require continuing education credits in all states or just some of them?
Well, most nurses, have to go through their individual state and they apply for licensure and they have to meet the standards set forth to practice nursing by that state. And then they
Thanks for listening. You can find more information about these topics at nursetalksite.com or nationalnursesunited.org.
This podcast is powered by National Nurses United, the nation's largest union for registered nurses.
A recent headline blared, labor shortages end when wages rise. Gosh, Captain Obvious, what an amazing discovery. Someone notify the Nobel Prize Committee, for surely this revolutionary revelation will win this year's prize in economics. Better yet, someone notify that gaggle of Republican governors whose theory of labor economics begins and ends with the medieval demand that workers be whacked with a stick to make them do what the bosses want. At issue is the furious complaint by restaurant chains, nursing homes, Big Ag, and other low-wage employers that they have a critical labor shortage. It seems that millions of workers today are hesitant to take jobs because there's no affordable child care, or the jobs they're offered expose them and their families to COVID-19, or the work itself is abusive and demeaning, or all of the above. Business chieftains wail that they've been advertising thousands of jobs for waiters, poultry workers, nursing assistants, and such, but they can't get enough takers. So corporate-serving governors have rushed to their rescue. Shouting, whack 'em with a stick, these mingy politicians are stripping away jobless benefits, trying to force workers to take any crappy job they're offered. It gives new meaning to the term workforce. But wait, there's an honest way to get the workers they need. Offer fair wages. As the owner of a small chain of restaurants in Atlanta notes, when he stopped lowballing wages, he not only got the workers he needed, but we started to get a better quality of applicants. That translated to better service, happier customers, and more business. This is Jim Hightower saying, if you treat employees as cheap, that's what you'll get. But if you view them as valuable assets, that's what they'll be. And you'll all be better off. The Hightower Radio Lowdown is brought to you by our new Lowdown Happy Hour. Now live streaming on Facebook from the Chat and Chew Cafe. With kick-ass political spark plugs like Beto O'Rourke, musical champions like Marsha Ball, and grassroots change makers like the New Georgia Project and People's Action, the Lowdown Happy Hour is reaching out to you to help put the move in movement. So grab a libation and join the fun. Details at HightowerLowdown.org.
...24,000 children die every day from preventable causes. My name is Lawrence Fishburne, and I believe that number should be zero. Believe in zero.
Join the effort. Visit UNICEFUSA.org.
Is the Tom Hartman Program.
Welcome back to the third hour of our program. On the line with us is David Daly, a senior fellow at Fair Vote, former editor-in-chief at Salon, author most recently of Unrigged, How Americans Are Battling Back to Save Democracy, and previously, he's been on this program about it, Rat-F'd, Why Your Vote Doesn't Count. He's also a regular contributor to Democracy SOS on Substack, which is sponsored by Fair Vote. FairVote.org is the website. Dave Daly, number 3, or at FairVote, are the Twitter handles. And Dave, welcome back to the program. You wrote this brilliant piece, the GOP's bid to claim a rigged House majority. I briefly touched on, earlier in the program, on how, were it not for gerrymandering, Democrats would control the House of Representatives right now. You want to lay the case out for us?
Absolutely. Thanks for having me back on, Tom. Republicans are going to hold about a narrow 5 or 6 seat advantage in the U.S. House. They quite simply would not have that advantage if not for the seats that they themselves in state legislatures around the country tilted in their direction, or seats that the U.S. Supreme Court in.
You're never completely ready to adopt a teen.
For late nights writing English papers.
For your teen's music taste.
For dinners, where they talk more on their phone than with you.
For the first time, they call you mom.
You're never completely ready to adopt a teen, and you can't imagine the reward.
To learn more about adopting a teen, visit AdoptUSKids.org.
Brought to you by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services, AdoptUSKids, and the Ad Council.
Missed your favorite show live on air? It's easy to find what you enjoy wherever you listen to podcasts, including Spotify, Apple, and Google Podcasts. And we're always streaming on TuneIn and the Civic Media app.
Uh-oh, Brad's buzzed.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah, he's starting with the woots. Good thing is, he knows when he's buzzed.
Know your buzzed warning signs? Call for a ride when it's time to go home. Buzz driving is drunk driving. A message from NHTSA.
You are listening to WAUK 540 AM Jackson, W266 DR Waukesha, always streaming on the Civic Media app.
Mama, what does the chicken say?
Chicken. Oh, okay.
And a wolf?
Oh, a wolf.
What about the tiny dog? Cat. Aww. Owl.
Ooh, ooh, ooh.
Dolphin. What does the turkey say? Whale.
Whale sound.
Do the giraffe.
Giraffe, really? Okay. Giraffe. Giraffe. Giraffe.
You're not going to get it all right. Just make sure you nail the big stuff, like making sure your kids are buckled correctly in the right seat for their age and size. Get it right.
Visit nhtsa.gov/the right seat.
Brought to you by the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration and the Ad Council.
Hey, wouldn't it be great if life came with a remote control? You know, you could hit pause when you needed to, or hit rewind. Like that time you knocked down that wasp's nest.
Uh-oh.
Or that time you forgot to roll up your windows in the car wash.
Fantastic.
Yeah, a remote control would have come in handy then. Well, life doesn't always give you time to change the outcome. But prediabetes does. With early diagnosis and a few healthy changes like managing your weight, getting active, stopping smoking, and eating healthier, you can stop prediabetes before it leads to type 2 diabetes. It's easy to learn your risk. Take the 1-minute test today at doihaveprediabetes.org. Life doesn't come with a remote control.
Yikes!
So you're on your own with the wasps. You have the power to take control of prediabetes. Visit doihaveprediabetes.org today. That's doihaveprediabetes.org. Brought to you by the Ad Council and its Prediabetes Awareness Partners.
What grows in the forest? Trees? Sure. Know what else grows in the forest? Our imagination, our sense of wonder, and our family bonds grow too. Because when we disconnect from this and connect with this, we reconnect with each other and build family memories we will carry with us forever. The forest is closer than you think. Find a forest near you and start exploring at discovertheforest.org. It's easy. Just put in your zip code to find family-friendly outdoor destinations near you. You'll also find guides to free activities, games, and amazing forest facts. Give the magic of the outdoors to your kids and reconnect with your family. Find a forest near you at discovertheforest.org. That's discovertheforest.org. Brought to you by the United States Forest Service and the Ad Council.
When it comes to making plans, you are the best. What about those round trips that you plan in advance, which are perfect on your way there and perfect on your way back? Or those meetings with friends for which you make a group chat 3 months before so that nobody or anything is missing? Or your daughter's first birthday party? You planned it with such dedication that instead of the first, it felt like our quinces. The same way you plan each detail for those moments. Start planning to protect you and your loved ones from a natural disaster. Sign up for local weather and emergency alerts. Prepare an emergency kit and make a family communications plan. Protecting your family is the best plan you can make. Get started at ready.gov/plan.
Brought to you by FEMA and the Ad Council.
I get it, slip it, cuff it, check it twice a day.
I get it, slip it, cuff it, check it in the morning and before dinner.
I get it, slip it, cuff it, check it, and share it with my doctor. Nearly 1 in 2 U.S. adults have high blood pressure. That's why it's important to self-monitor your blood pressure in 4 easy-to-remember steps. It starts with a monitor.
Now that I know my blood pressure numbers, I talked with my doctor. We're getting those numbers down.
Get it, slip it, cuff it, check it. Talk to doctor now and share it.
Be next to talk to your doctor about your blood pressure numbers. Get down with your blood pressure. Self-monitoring is power. Learn more at manageyourbp.org. Brought to you by the Ad Council, the American Heart Association, and the American Medical Association. In partnership with the Office of Minority Health and Health Resources and Services Administration.
Olivia, from Washington. Laid off and trying to keep our little kids from realizing that mommy and daddy haven't eaten in a while.
Roger, from California. I'm grateful we could afford our son's surgery. I'm nervous that now we can't really afford food.
Daniel, from California. Choosing whether to pay the rent or pay to fix the car to get to work doesn't leave us with much at all. Now we can't even pay for meals.
Donna from Louisiana. The storm just hit, and we went from donating to the food bank to needing it.
Keisha from South Carolina. I've been skipping meals so my 2 kids can eat, but filling up on water doesn't really work.
Hunger is a story we can end. End it at feedingamerica.org.
Always.
always going to have Texas and Florida and these renegade Republican states playing by different rules than California and New York. It's simply the way it is.
Would such a law survive judicial review at the Supreme Court?
It's a great question. When the court closed the door to being the arbiter of these cases themselves, they said Congress ought to go ahead and pass this law. Now, Congress has passed other laws on voting rights in the past, and this court has been systematically undoing them one by one. But I think Democrats really missed an opportunity here on the Freedom to Vote Act, which included really strong provisions against partisan gerrymandering, mandating commissions in every state, and truly independent commissions, not the kind of bipartisan buddy manders we see in so many states. And Manchin and Sinema and the filibuster stood in the way. I think this is an opportunity that we are going to consider a missed one that will be regretted for a long time.
Yeah, it's grim stuff. The article is the GOP over at thenation.com is the GOP's bid to claim a rigged House majority by David Daley, and of course all of David's other great work and at fairvote.com or fairvote.org, excuse me, and on Twitter, Dave Daley #3. Dave, thanks so much for dropping by.
Always a pleasure, Tom. Anytime. Thanks.
Great speaking with you. We'll be back. It's 15 minutes past the hour.
This is the Tom Hartman Program.
For our caller, Clarence, I want to tell you about the Inflation Reduction Act and AARP and private Medicare and Arizonans going into hiding.
Old car sitting around your house? Maybe you're even paying insurance on it. Well, if you don't need that car anymore, donate it, running or not, to the United Breast Cancer Foundation. They will even come and pick it up for free and give you a receipt for a tax donation. Breast cancer screening could save the life of someone you love. And right now, they need your help. They want to save more lives through early detection by offering women free or low-cost breast screening exams. And that's what your old car helps to pay for. So get your phone out and call right now to donate your car to the United Breast Cancer Foundation. Remember, they will come pick it up for free and give you a tax donation receipt. Call right now at 800-280-9435. 800-280-9435. That's 800-280-9435. 800-280-9435.
What is dedication?
My daughter started making necklaces. She makes what we call affirmation fashion. I tell her every day that your black is beautiful. Your black is beautiful. And if there's anything better than being beautiful, it's being smart. If there's anything better than being smart, it's being kind. And reaffirming that every day is our method of making sure her chin never drops. My dad wasn't around, and I remember riding a bike and falling off and cutting myself, and me never would just want to get back on it. People ask, how your children learn how to ride a bike, and you didn't. I didn't teach them. I just created an environment where they taught themselves, and all I had to do was be there.
That's dedication. Visit fatherhood.gov to hear more. Brought to you by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services and the Ad Council.
People do some pretty cool things in their 40s and 50s. Why should saving for retirement be any different? I mean, they go back to college, learn new instruments, start skateboarding. Whoa! Okay, maybe that one's not for everybody, but saving for retirement is. With aceyourretirement.org, you can get on track with your retirement savings no matter your age. Just have a 3-minute chat with Avo, the friendly digital retirement coach from AARP. You'll get personalized recommendations based on your input that are easy to understand and work with your lifestyle. It's quick, easy, and free. Plus, it's sponsored by AARP, so you know they got your back. Gnarly move, Dad.
Thanks, sweetie.
So wherever you are in your retirement savings journey, head to aceyourretirement.org and start chatting with Avo today. That's aceyourretirement.org. A message from AARP and the Ad Council.
Something's wrong with your computer. You reboot it. You restore it back to where it needs to be. Today, our country is headed down the wrong track, overwhelmed with joblessness, declining wages, and corporations deciding our elections, for starters. This is not the Founding Fathers' vision. It's time we rebooted something bigger than our computers. It's time we rebooted the American dream. We must restore the thriving, prosperous days we once had. And my new book, Rebooting the American Dream, explains exactly what we need to do. Bringing our jobs and manufacturing home, rolling back the Reagan tax cuts, ending corporate personhood, and educating our electorate are part of the simple 11-step plan in rebooting the American dream that we can start today to rebuild our country. Check out Rebooting the American Dream in bookstores everywhere and online at TomHartmann.com. We can recover the American dream we lost 30 years ago to Reaganomics and the Reagan-Bush-Clinton-Bush era. We're all in this together. Please check out Rebooting the American Dream by yours truly, Tom Hartmann, in bookstores everywhere and online at TomHartmann.com. Missed my opening rant today? It's usually published over at HartmannReport.com, where you can read it and share it with your friends for free. Check it out, HartmannReport.com.
The holidays are right around the corner, and Louise and I are ready. Why? Because we use HelloFresh. HelloFresh delivers delicious recipes and more right to our door, so we can skip that extra grocery store trip, take a break from meal planning, and actually enjoy this special time of the year. HelloFresh always has something new to try, with over 35 chef-crafted recipes every week, chock full of quality ingredients and choice proteins. Plus, we can stock our pantry and even prep for a party with seasonal and convenience items from HelloFresh Market. When we're in a hurry, their 20-minute meals and easy cleanup options make a much for more quality time around the dinner table and less time in the kitchen. And saving money is always a priority around the holidays. Louise and I have learned so much about cooking with HelloFresh, and we take that learning to other dishes we make. HelloFresh is cheaper than grocery shopping and 25% less expensive than takeout. Sign up today for 70% off plus free shipping with the code TOM70, T-H-O-M-7-0, at HelloFresh.com/Tom70. That's code Tom70 at HelloFresh.com/Tom70. And welcome back. A lot to talk about. AARP, the David Sirota's newsletter, The Lever. This one is written by Matthew Cunningham Cook over at LeverNews.com, is writing about the American Association of Retired Persons. They no longer call themselves that. It's now AARP, but that's what they used to call themselves. And while Medicare Advantage is a ripoff of you and me, it costs our government more than $7 billion a year, more than normal Medicare would. And most of that money goes right into the pockets, much of that money goes right into the pockets of the CEOs and stockholders of these giant insurance companies, specifically $814 million a year in profits. But AARP is openly promoting Medicare Advantage. By the way, their CEO made $1.3 million last year, in 2020, the year before, yes, in 2020. They have 38 million members, and this is interesting. Quote, throughout the current public health emergency, we have supported the expansion of supplemental benefits in Medicare Advantage to help alleviate the unprecedented healthcare crisis brought on by the COVID-19 pandemic, writes a letter from AARP. Starting the Medicare Advantage part was added by The Lever, but if you look at the context, that was what they were talking about. The Lever notes, starting in 2021, AARP also launched a lucrative partnership with a major Medicare outsourcing firm, Oak Street Health, which is a participant in the ACO Realizing Equity Access and Community Health Program, also known as the ACO REACH Program, that privatizes Medicare benefits for seniors without their consent. AARP earned $814 million in royalties. That figure is double what they collect in dues. Their motto is to serve, not be served, but what they're serving is apparently Medicare Advantage. Susan Rogers, the president of Physicians for National Health Program, PNHP, pointed out that AARP's website contained essentially no information, no independent information on Medicare Advantage. Quote, if you go to their website and search for Medicare, the first information up there is Medicare Advantage, she said. Nothing about traditional Medicare. Nothing. And the ACO REACH program, of course, will throw you into a Medicare Advantage program without you even knowing it if your doctor is hooked up with one of these groups. So, rough stuff. Clarence called a little earlier and said, what's in the Inflation Reduction Act for average consumers? And so I said, I'll do a little homework here over the break. Number one, the expanded tax credits for energy efficient commercial buildings, energy efficient homes and electric vehicles will include bonus credits for businesses that pay prevailing wages and hire registered apprentices, ensuring local wages are not undercut by low road contractors. In other words, it will increase wages across the country. It stops companies from ripping off workers. It penalizes companies that promise to pay prevailing wages but don't follow through. For the first time ever, the Inflation Reduction Act establishes Make It in America provisions for the use of American-made equipment. The law provides expanded clean energy tax credits for wind, solar, nuclear, clean energy, clean hydrogen, clean fuels, and carbon capture. It makes the tax code fairer by cracking down on multimillionaires, billionaires, and corporations that evade their taxes. No family making less than $400,000 a year will see a tax increase. The Inflation Reduction Act will actually raise revenue for the federal government by going after tax dodgers, particularly wealthy individuals and giant corporations. It imposes a 1% surcharge on corporate stock buybacks to encourage businesses to invest in their people rather than in their CEOs and their shareholders. It will revitalize American manufacturing. It builds the American clean energy supply chains. It supports American workers with targeted tax incentives aimed at manufacturing. It strengthens America's manufacturing base, promotes domestic sourcing and American jobs. For example, clean energy tax credits are increased if the amount of American steel used in wind projects meets the domestic content threshold. Bonus credits are available to employers who use prevailing wages and apprenticeships. I kind of mentioned that before. And it creates good paying union jobs all across the United States. It also lowers health care costs. The Inflation Reduction Act will protect Medicare recipients from catastrophic drug costs by placing an out-of-pocket cap of $35 a month on insulin, and also allowing Medicare to negotiate for the first time since 2003, the Republicans got it passed that Medicare couldn't negotiate drug prices. Pretty sure it was 2003, might have been 2005. But for the first time now, on 10 drugs only, we want to expand that, Medicare can negotiate drug prices, which is going to lower prices for everybody, lower drug prices for everybody in the United States. So that's what the Inflation Reduction Act does for average people. I got to tell you about the GOP chairman of the Mara County Board of Supervisors who has gone into hiding. And what's up with Disney? And then I'll pick up your calls.
To the Tom Hartman Program. Call 202-808-9925.
So stick around. We'll be right back. It's 27 minutes past the hour.
Spoiled supermarket meat, sawdust like fillers, artificial preservatives?
Ho, ho, hold on there. I'm veterinarian Dr. Marty Goldstein. You don't want your dog eating any of that. These potentially harmful ingredients are found in many of today's popular dog foods, but not in Nature's Blend. A freeze-dried raw dog food with real cuts of meat, omega-3 rich seeds, and superfood veggies and fruit.
Nature's Blend is designed to help support your dog's playfulness, healthy skin, soft coat, easy digestion, and youthful mobility.
Your dog will go bonkers over Nature's Blend's savory flavor and texture.
For a limited time, save up to 54% off Nature's Blend and receive a free festive holiday dog sweater with select orders. Go to drmartypets.com/Tom or text Tom to 511-511.
I guarantee it with a 100% 90-day return of your purchase price.
Offer available with select orders while supplies last. Text fees may apply. You may receive up to one additional text. Text Tom to opt out.
Do you have a car sitting around you want to get rid of? Then here's a great idea. Donate your car and help veterans and their families. Yes, one fast call to the Veteran Car Donation Program and we'll come and remove your car for free. Fast, free towing, and 24-hour response. You can donate most cars, trucks, or SUVs in most conditions. The proceeds raised goes to help active military, veterans, and their families, and you get a tax deduction. All you need to do is make this free call. Get rid of that old car and help the vets. We make it easy. Make this free call now and book your fast and easy pickup. Call the Veteran Donation Program now. Donate your car and help veterans and their families. Operators are standing by. Here's the number.
800-880-5013. 800-880-5013. 800-880-5013. That's 800-880-5013.
Hi, Tom Hartman here. My Hidden History series includes 10 timely and paramount books that break down some of the biggest issues of today. The first is The Hidden History of Guns and the Second Amendment, where I look at the real history of guns in America, had to do with slave patrols, and what we can do to limit both their lethal impact and the power of the NRA. The next is The Hidden History of the Supreme Court and the Betrayal of America, where I lay out how Ronald Reagan and Richard Nixon both committed treason to become president just to put right-wingers on the Supreme Court and how the Supreme Court paid them back. The third is The Hidden History of the War on Voting, Who Stole Your Vote and How to Get It Back, where we look at how Hillary Clinton actually won the last election and common sense things that people can do to reclaim their rights to vote. Coming this fall is The Hidden History of Monopolies, How Big Business Destroyed the American Dream. And next spring you'll see The Hidden History of Oligarchy, The Rise of the Hard Right. That's the Hidden History series by yours truly, Tom Hartman, available wherever fine books are sold. Hey, my new book, The Hidden History of the War on Voting, Who Stole Your Vote and How to Get It Back, is arriving in bookstores on February 10th. I cover how the heartbeat of democracy depends on the vote. This book goes in depth on the racist legacy of our vote and the unique struggles of women and Native Americans. In part two, there's a deep dive into the economic royalists' modern war on voting. And part three is the solutions, how we get out there and get active. Pre-order now at any fine bookstore. I'm also on the road with a book tour for The Hidden History of Voting. Join me on Monday, February 17th in San Francisco for the Berkeley Arts and Letters Series. On Wednesday, February 19th at Town Hall, Seattle. Sunday, February 23rd for the Blue State Ball in Minneapolis. On Friday, February 28th at Powell's in Portland. And Sunday, March 1st in Chicago. More information is available at TomHartman.com. This book is the third in the series after The Hidden History of Guns and the Second Amendment and The Hidden History of the Supreme Court and the Betrayal of America. Order your copy now, The Hidden History of the War on Voting.
In the foreword to Tom Hartman's book, The Last Hours of Ancient Sunlight, The Fate of the World and What We Can Do Before It's Too Late, renowned author Joseph Chilton Pierce writes,
"To discover brilliant, innovative, creative, and original thinking is one of life's rare privileges. To discover that such a thinker has focused on the most critical of all issues facing our species is encouraging. Because The Last Hours of Ancient Sunlight is a seminal work offering a viewpoint original yet ancient, I see our situation today in a new light. And because of the scope and depth of this work, I find it inspiring as well as disturbing. I rather exhausted superlative in praise of Tom Hartman's book, The Prophet's Way, which I rightly called the most important book I've ever read. But now I find the sequel calling for equal praise, since the issue here addresses the whole of our species, and indeed all species.
The Last Hours of Ancient Sunlight, The Fate of the World and What We Can Do Before It's Too Late by Tom Hartman, in bookstores everywhere.
Hi friends, Tom Hartman here to remind you that it's your support of our show that keeps us on the air. Without you, there wouldn't be a Tom Hartman program. And now more than ever, it's crucial for you to show your progressive support. And one of the best ways to show your support is to sign up for Tomcast. That's our podcast. It's at TomHartman.com. Never miss another heated debate on healthcare, global climate change, or our economy. Never miss another one again. Plus, labor news, full Monty alerts, conservative alerts, and my personal favorite segment, Geeky Science, each and every week. But wait, there's more! As an added bonus with your Tomcast podcast subscription, you'll also get my Best of the Rest of the News, a daily 3-minute dose of what's going on in the world today that you can't afford to miss. So what are you waiting for? Get over to TomHartman.com today and sign up for your Tomcast now. Do it for yourself, or you can do it for a friend. Go to TomHartman.com to see just how easy it is. And thank you so much for all of your support. Our one-hour free podcast recaps our show, and it's available wherever fine podcasts are found. And we have the full three-hour podcast available over at TomHartman.com if you want to really support our program.
How about an awesome gift for the men in your life that they'll actually love and actually use? It's possible. Give them a gift from Man Crates. Show him you really care with hundreds of totally unique gift options available at mancrates.com. Like the Whiskey Appreciation Crate with a personalized handmade whiskey decanter and tumblers, ice sphere molds, slate coasters, and snacks. Or the Grillmaster Crate with brass knuckle meat tenderizer, cast iron smoker box, steak thermometers, and more. Man Crates packs his gift in unique containers, so watching him open his gift is an unforgettable experience. Personalization is free, and every Man Crates gift comes with a 100% guarantee of satisfaction. He'll think it's awesome, or Man Crates will make it right. Get 20% off orders over $149 with the code BFWEEK22 at mancrates.com. That's BFWEEK22 at mancrates.com. So in Arizona, the Republican county supervisor, Maricopa County Supervisor Bill Gates, no relation to the billionaires, he's just the chair of the county board of supervisors. He has gone into hiding because apparently Carrie Lake, the loser, the Republican who lost the gubernatorial race in Arizona, has been yelling and screaming about election fraud. And he announced, he confirmed on Sunday, yesterday, that he was transferred to an undisclosed location. He's been provided, he and his family, with a security detail. And they have faced months, they say, of escalating death threats that make it increasingly difficult for them to do their job. The top lawyer for the county has also reported being threatened by an RNC attorney working with Lake's campaign. Not good. Not good stuff. Not good to know about. Meanwhile, over at Disney, Bob Chapek has been the president of Disney. Bob Iger was president before him. Bob Iger had been in the company 50 years, literally worked his way up to CEO. And he left 3 years ago with a giant golden parachute and was replaced by Chapek, or Chapek. Chapek? Yeah. And but Chapek apparently made the mistake of going to war with Ron DeSantis over his Don't Say Gay law. And so now they're bringing back Bob Iger. And it, you know, this is, in fact, this was so sudden. Chapek was supposed to introduce some sort of football game or something. And everybody was expecting him to show up, and he didn't. And it's because Iger is now in charge. And he has said that he's agreed to serve for 2 years. Now, Chapek just got a three-year renewal of his contract. It's going to cost them apparently a couple $100 million to buy him out and make him go away, which is pretty mind-boggling when you think of it. You know, is anybody worth a couple $100 million a year or for 3 years? It's an enormous amount of money. Anyhow, let's pick up your phone calls here. Rudy in Atlanta, Georgia. Hey, Rudy, what's on your mind?
Hey, Tom. It's good to hear you, man. You know, it's torture sometimes when you have to wait when you hand other people with other comments, but let me see if I can refocus. You know, Tom, it's great for, persecution is the word I was using, right, and being righteous. It's not being political, and it sure isn't being religious. I'm just saying doing the right thing. So that being said, this is just what I get from Merrick Garland. And I think that the American public, for the most part, we need to be a little...
The Shaw 101 FM, New Berlin's choice for news talk radio. Streaming 24/7 at waukradio.com.
You are listening to your local Civic Media radio station on air. Thank you. Did you know we are always streaming on TuneIn and the Civic Media app too? And if you miss a show or game, find it wherever you get your podcasts or on our website, civicmedia.us. It's easy to listen to your favorite local radio station anytime. Download the Civic Media app from the Apple or Google Play Store, then listen live or whenever you want from anywhere for free. You are never far away from your favorite radio station. We're always streaming on TuneIn and the Civic Media app. And if you missed your favorite show or game, listen to a podcast of it anytime on the app or our website, civicmedia.us. Fear you may be missing out? We're always streaming on TuneIn and the Civic Media app. Enjoy listening live or catch up by finding the podcast at civicmedia.us or wherever you enjoy listening to your podcasts.
This local musical interlude is brought to you by Max Inc. Radio, VO5. Let's do it. Listen to Max Inc. Radio every Saturday and Sunday, 6 p.m. to midnight. Download the podcast at maxincradio.com. We are local music.
Governor Tony Evers, Tim Michaels said you had gone, quote, full woke. Dr. Jill Underlie said that somebody who says that has no idea what we're doing in schools to make sure kids feel safe.
We want to make sure all kids feel supported. Tim Michaels, we don't teach CRT in our schools. You got to come to the present century here, Tim, and be cognizant of what actually goes in the schools. My guess is you've never been in a public school in Wisconsin.
Up North News Radio with Pat Krylo airs at its new time from 6 to 8 a.m. weekdays across Civic Media.
Look through your children's eyes, and you will discover the true magic of a forest.
Find a forest near you and start exploring at discovertheforest.org. Brought to you by the United States Forest Service and the Ad Council.
Being a father is an honor, a challenge, a duty, a celebration, and a testimony. I want to be legendary for you because I found everything to live for.
That's dedication. Visit fatherhood.gov to hear more. Brought to you by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services and the Ad Council.
Plenty of people start something great in their 40s and 50s. Getting your retirement savings on track is no different. Go to aceyourretirement.org and in 3 minutes you'll get personalized tips to help boost your retirement savings. That's aceyourretirement.org. A message from AARP and the Ad Council.
Mom's early Alzheimer's diagnosis was hard to take.
And when I left the oven on, we decided together that it was time to see a doctor and make a plan.
Early detection gave us more time to seek out information and support as a family.
If you or your family are noticing changes, it could be Alzheimer's. Talk about seeing a doctor together. For more information, visit alz.org/time-to-talk. A message from the Alzheimer's Association and the Ad Council.
When it comes to making plans, you are the best. What about those round trips, which are perfect on your way there and perfect on your way back? Or those meetings with friends, surprise parties, camps, birthdays. The same way you plan for the important moments, start planning to protect you and your loved ones from a natural disaster. Sign up for local weather and emergency alerts. Prepare an emergency kit and make a family communications plan. Get started at ready.gov/plan.
Brought to you by FEMA and the Ad Council.
My Alzheimer's diagnosis was hard to take.
But early detection allowed us to take control of the situation together.
Talk to your family about seeing a doctor. Go to alz.org/time-to-talk. A message from the Alzheimer's Association and the Ad Council.
A D after the name means that there's some level of integrity there. I don't think most Republican voters, I may be wrong, but I don't think most Republican voters anymore. I know in my dad's day, you know, he believed, I mean, he was an Eisenhower Republican. He believed an R after the name meant, you know, somebody who stood for something and you could trust what they had to say and all that kind of thing. But now we've got, yeah, after having a, you know, a crotch grabber in the White House who, you know, proudly has been accused of assaulting over 20 women, has been sued over 3,000 times for refusing to pay his bills, and for, you know, had his phony university shut down, had his phony charity shut down. All three of his children had to, under court order, had to go to school to learn how to run a charity in a way that's not fraudulent. I mean, he's been literally convicted of fraud, and now we're finding that his company has been engaged in massive tax fraud for decades. And this is the guy Republicans are saying, yeah, I like that. You know, maybe he won't be fraudulent against me. You know, I get, you know, that there are some white Republicans who think that, yeah, he's going to keep the black people in their place and keep the brown people out of the country. But, you know, really is having corruption being ripped off by this guy the price that you're willing to pay for your white supremacy? Really? It's incredible. Ziggy, thanks for the call, and good luck with endbribes.com. Thanks a lot for that. Earl in Hyde Park, Illinois. Hey, Earl, what's on your mind today?
Hey, Tom. Excuse my voice. It's kind of breaking up a little bit. I want to address Clarence again, but I'm going to answer your last question just before you came to me.
Mm-hmm.
Yes, they really do believe that the price of whatever Trump brings to the table is worth maintaining the lifestyle that they envision is America. And I'm going to suggest to you that it's not only the Republicans, but it's also the liberals and the independents who have a false impression of how great America has been in the past. They don't take in consideration what has happened to the Native people. They don't take into consideration what has happened to Black people, Latino, brown people, those that don't consider themselves white, and Asian, and so on and so forth. They really believe that America was this great bastion of equality and goodness for everyone. And when it wasn't, you know, because I'm Black, I understand how heavy-handed it was on the Black people and people of poor poverty and everything else.
Good point, Earl. And you know, for a lot of white people, it's easy to just kind of live in this little white bubble and pretend that the rest of all that stuff isn't happening. But it has been happening. And of course, now you've got Republican politicians who are trying to make it illegal to even teach the actual history of the United States, which is just breathtaking. Earl, thank you for the call. We'll continue with your calls in just a moment. It's 46 minutes past the hour. We'll be right back.
You're listening to Tom Hartman. Visit TomHartman.com for audio and video archives.
Right back with your calls in just a moment. It's your media support group for We the People of the United States of America.
If you served in the Marine Corps, by now you know about the contaminated water problem at Camp Lejeune. If you were stationed or worked at Camp Lejeune from 1953 to 1987, you probably have a lot of questions. We have some answers. You could be entitled to compensation. Billions of dollars are being allocated to pay for damages to anyone stationed at Camp Lejeune during that time. Unfortunately, it appears that officials may have known the contaminated water problem existed and did little to protect their men. The Semper Fi Code was not honored. If you or someone in your family has developed a serious illness, including various forms of cancer, call this Camp Lejeune legal support line right now. You can't turn back the clock and change what happened, but you can certainly call right now and learn your rights as a Marine. Here's the number.
800-653-2073. 800-653-2073. 800-653-2073. That's 800-653-2073.
Look through your children's eyes, and you'll see the true magic of a forest. It's a storybook world for them. You look and see a tree. They see the wrinkled face of a wizard with arms outstretched to the sky. They see treasure in pebbles. They see a windy path that could lead to adventure. When they discover the forest, their imagination is inspired by the smell of pine, the crunch of leaves beneath their feet, the sound of birds calling out for attention. And they see you, their fearless guide through this fascinating forest world. You are the hero in this book. This is a memory being made. This is what they will laugh about years from now. These are the roots, grounding and nourishing them.
Find a forest near you and start exploring at discovertheforest.org. Then look through your children's eyes and discover the magic all around you. That's discovertheforest.org, brought to you by the United States Forest Service and the Ad Council.
Look through your children's eyes and you'll see the true magic of a forest. It's a storybook world for them. You look and see a tree. They see the wrinkled face of a wizard with arms outstretched to the sky. They see treasure in pebbles. They see a windy path that could lead to adventure.
When they discover the forest, their imagination is inspired by the smell of pine, the crunch of leaves beneath their feet, the sound of birds calling out for attention. And they see you, their fearless guide through this fascinating forest world. You are the hero in this book. This is a memory being made. This is what they will laugh about years from now. These are the roots, grounding and nourishing them.
Find a forest near you and start exploring at discovertheforest.org. Then look through your children's eyes and discover the magic all around you. That's discovertheforest.org, brought to you by the United States Forest Service and the Ad Council.
Hey, Tom Harpin here. In my new book, Threshold, The Crisis of Western Culture, I'm looking at the deteriorating state of our planet, where the dynamics of environmental, economic, and population change are boiling over the limits within which society can function. I'll be busting the myths and ideologies of religious fundamentalism, capitalism run amok, male domination and hierarchy, and militarism that are draining our world of its natural and human resources and engendering the suffering of millions for the benefit of a few. Threshold examines cultures that have thrived from the mother city of Corral, Peru to modern Denmark, and targets five areas of policy, national, religious, economic, corporate, and environmental, for specific and immediate reform. Radical in scope and boldness, but simple in its common sense logic, my book Threshold illustrates the mistakes we have made as a culture, as a country, and as individuals, and provides the inspiration and motivation that you're looking for to build a better, more sustainable world for all. It's available in fine bookstores everywhere. Threshold.
Hey, I have a new book out. It's called The Hidden History of Neoliberalism, How Reaganism Gutted America and How to Restore Its Greatness. Greg Palast calls it a hand grenade of a book. You can pick it up wherever fine books are available. Tag your it. The holidays are right around the corner, and Louise and I are ready. Why? Because we use HelloFresh. HelloFresh delivers delicious recipes and more right to our door, so we can skip that extra grocery store trip, take a break from meal planning, and actually enjoy this special time of the year. HelloFresh always has something new to try, with over 35 chef-crafted recipes every week, chock full of quality ingredients and choice proteins. Plus, we can stock our pantry and even prep for a party with seasonal and convenience items from HelloFresh Market. When we're in a hurry, their 20-minute meals and easy cleanup options make for more quality time around the dinner table and less time in the kitchen. And saving money is always a priority around the holidays. Louise and I have learned so much about cooking from HelloFresh, and we take that learning to other dishes we make. HelloFresh is cheaper than grocery shopping and 25% less expensive than takeout. Sign up today for 70% off plus free shipping with the code TOM70, T-H-O-M-7-0, at HelloFresh.com/TOM70. That's code TOM70 at HelloFresh.com/TOM70. And welcome back. Picking up your phone calls, Paul in Woodinville, Washington. Hey, Paul, what's on your mind today?
Good to have you back, Tom. May I first submit to yourself and the listening audience that on this program and in all circles of progressive parlance, that we from now on refrain from violence metaphors of bringing guns to knives to gunfight or whatever, knives to gunfight and circular firing squads and such other type violent metaphors, and not participate in any of that. For instance, I no longer say killing two birds with one stone. I now say the Jesus version, feeding two birds with one seed. So I think we can be creative.
It's better than crocodiles to a butterfly farm.
Then Tom doesn't have to get mixed up about what kind of fight it is and what he's supposed to bring.
Right, okay.
So, we can make our own, and we're creative enough to do
that. I make no promises, Paul, but I'll try to keep it in mind.
Okay, well, it's a challenge for the audience. I just, of course, really agree with everything that your guest said at the beginning of the hour. And I would submit that for even out of the CRT haters be damned, the Constitution was founded on slavery and racism, and it's been a word game ever since the Civil War. And what happens here is when you talk about gerrymandering, so you're right, the Supreme Court punted on partisan gerrymandering and said, we'll let the states decide, which means that the Supreme Court thinks it's not unconstitutional to have partisan gerrymandering. But the racial gerrymandering, there is a constitutional issue because we have the 15th Amendment. And so, whereas if they think that if you punt it back to the states, that one is a way in for the other, in other words, oh, you can do partisan gerrymandering and that ends up being racial gerrymandering, one should preclude the other. In other words, because of the constitutional protections, you can do partisan gerrymandering to the degree and so long as it doesn't become racial gerrymandering.
That's not what they said, as you well know.
Right. That's right. And so they said, go ahead and do it. And that's what this whole Moore versus Harper case will be about coming up 2 weeks from today, when the North Carolina legislature wants the court to just give it all to them and let them decide, regardless of what the North Carolina Supreme Court says about having to be in line with the 15th Amendment. Now, the 15th Amendment says, Section 2, it's very short, says Congress shall have the power to enforce this article by appropriate legislation. Now, if you ask me, Tom, that is a hands-off judicial review a clause in the Constitution. Does it say that?
Yeah, but it does require action by Congress, and good luck with that.
That's true. It does require that, but the Congress did already pass the Voting Rights Act, which the Supreme Court ought to leave their damn hands off, because the 15th Amendment, Section 2, says Congress shall have the power to enforce.
They've already gutted the Voting Rights Act twice.
That's right. And so,
and they're fixing to do it a third time.
Yeah. And so what I'm saying is, here's what we're up against, is that I always hear the right wingers say that, oh, the courts are supposed to interpret law, not supposed to make law. But that's really never been true, because common law courts, we didn't have legislatures. We had common law courts before we had legislatures. And on a case by case basis, the common law courts made law. And to the extent that we now have textualism, laws that statutory textualism, the courts still weigh on. So the law is not just what's written, it's what the courts say about it. But when it comes to overturn, and that's why we have precedent. They're supposed to adhere to precedent, stare decisis. So what they really do is the Supreme Court essentially makes constitutional amendments without having to go through these supermajority hoops that we, the people, have to jump through.
That's correct.
Yeah. Just because some dumb orange bozo got on it was president for 4 years and an illegitimate president and happened to slide on three illegitimate justices out of the court, they get to make constitutional amendments by overturning precedent, which is really what they're really doing. These are constitutional amendments. Every time they make a decision, they're saying, this is what the Constitution really says.
Yeah, I get your complaint, Paul. We've got about 10 seconds. What's your solution?
Part two coming up.
Okay, all right. We'll have to hold our breath for that one. Paul, thanks a lot. It's great to hear from you. It's great to be back. Thank you so much for being with us today. We'll be back tomorrow, same time, same place. In the meantime, don't forget, democracy is not a spectator sport. It requires all of us, and that includes you. So get out there, get active, tag, you're it. There's a big election coming up in 2 years. We need to start getting ready right now. A lot going on. So have a great afternoon. Be good to yourself and the people around you, and we will see you tomorrow.
Been listening to Tom Hartman. For audio and video archives, visit TomHartman.com.
Hey, Pack Rat. Yeah, you. Are you moving cross-country and you just don't know who to call? Call us right now. Listen, you've probably seen one of our containers in your neighborhood. But did you know that we can help you move anywhere in the United States? It's real simple. We'll drop a container off at the location you tell us to bring it to. You pack up your valuable possessions at your leisure. They stay safe right in your home. And when you're ready, call us. We'll come and pick up the container and give you a scheduled date of when your furniture and the other possessions will be at your new home. So if you're moving across country or across town, be a pack rat. Join the pack rat family. Call Pack Rat right now for your free quote. See y'all later, pack rats.
800-334-5468. 800-334-5468. 800-334-5468. That's 800-334-5468.
Hi, friends. Tom Hartman here to remind you that it's your support of our show that keeps us on the air. Without you, there wouldn't be a Tom Hartman program. And now more than ever, it's crucial for you to show your progressive support. And one of the best ways to show your support is to sign up for Tomcast. That's our podcast. It's at TomHartman.com. Never miss another heated debate on healthcare, global climate change, or our economy. Never miss another one again. Plus, labor news, full Monty alerts, conservative alerts, and my personal favorite segment, Geeky Science, each and every week. But wait, there's more! As an added bonus with your Tomcast podcast subscription, you'll also get my best of the rest of the news, a daily 3-minute dose of what's going on in the world today that you can't afford to miss. So what are you waiting for? Get over to TomHartman.com today and sign up for your Tomcast now. Do it for yourself, or you can do it for a friend. Go to TomHartman.com to see just how easy it is. And thank you so much for all of your support.